Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Laura. Christopher, let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
Do you like to walk? Do you walk a lot?
Yes, I do like walking, and I walk a lot. I pretty much walk everywhere in Taiwan.
Oh, my God.
Taipei.
So Christopher is a Taipei walker.
I would say I am the Taipei walker.
Okay, yeah. How far can you walk?
Choose
a distance. Like, how far? What's the farthest distance?
The farthest? I normally walk wherever I want. One time I took, like, an hour to walk to Taipei 101, and I was taking the long way around. But it didn't bother me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And when I go on vacation, I try to walk all day. I don't really want to ride public transportation.
Wow, that's probably why you stay so slim.
That and I eat proper proportions.
Right, okay. Well, as for me, I like to walk a lot too because I'm kind of like lazy when it comes to exercising. But walking is actually quite easy
and
convenient.
Right. And it's what our article is about.
Great, let's take a look.
Reading. Walk for Life, the most natural exercise. The great Greek physician Hippocrates said, "Walking is man's best medicine." More than 2,000 years later, men and women still follow his wise words. Humans begin to walk at about 11 months. So, walking around could be considered the most natural exercise. Anyone who doubts the health advantages of simply stepping forward ought to know that race walking is part of the Summer Olympic Games. Just walking a few hours per week reduces one's risks of cancer and heart disease, while strengthening bones and balancing cholesterol. Adopting a habit of daily walking is a huge leap toward longevity. Of course, if one wants to walk for health, they will need a decent place to go. Walkability is a measurement of how easily people can get through a city on foot. Components of high walkability include quality footpaths, convenient routes, and traffic safety. City planners have begun to embrace designs that favor pedestrians rather than have them take a back seat to automobiles. Some neighborhoods have even gone totally car-free. As modern communities expand with walkers in mind, the act of walking returns to the mainstream.
Okay, our article begins, "The great Greek physician Hippocrates said, walking is man's best medicine." Now, a physician, we spell this P-H-Y-S-I-C-I-A-N, physician, is a noun, and it means a person who is licensed to practice medicine, but we also call these people like a medical doctor. So a physician is a doctor. Here's an example. My uncle is a physician who owns his own practice.
Wow.
My uncle is a physician or doctor who owns his own practice. Now, practice is what we call the place where the doctor practices or, you know, does their job.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so 一开始我们先来看一下 physician 这个字哦，大家可能会觉得说有点陌生，但是如果我跟你讲，其实它根本就是一个 medical doctor， 没错，它就是医生这样子的意思。而且刚刚我们课文是不是提到 Hippocrates? Now, who is he?
Okay, well, Hippocrates is known as the father of modern science. Way back when he became a physician, most doctors used philosophy to diagnose patients.
Oh.
So Hippocrates changed all that by using science to treat patients. Pretty cool, huh?
Really? Okay. Hippocrates 其实就是古希腊的医师，那他对这个古希腊的医学发展贡献非常多，所以呢，现在很多人呢都尊称他为这个医学之父。所以一开始呢，我们提到呢，就是走路呢就是健身最好的药铁啦。Actually, there are other things that can also be man's best medicine. I think I watched on news. It says actually crying sometimes,、mm-hmm. like, you know, out.
Yeah.
is actually quite good for your health. Or laughing out loud, we already know that.、
Mm-hmm.
And of course, happiness. Okay,、
yeah.
being happy all the time.
That's right.、for crying, it's because you build up stress. So when you cry, you relieve stress in a different way than when you laugh. So laughing is good. It reduces a little stress, but、
mm-hmm.
crying reduces all of the stress that you have built up.
Nice.
But don't forget napping.
Right.
I think naps can work wonders for a person.Or maybe it's just sleep in general.
Yeah.
I think sleep is a really good medicine.
I love sleeping. Anyway, back to our article.
More than 2,000 years later, men and women still follow his wise words.
Okay, so 即使在超过2000年后呢，人们还是怎么样 follow 在这里有着这个效仿或是听从或者采用他智慧的话哦。那提到了 wise, 大家可能会觉得说 wise 跟 smart 好像都有点这个聪明的意思。不过通常 wise 我们比较是表示这个经验累积的这种智慧。那smart 只是一般就是很聪明这样的意思，因此常常我们都会形容呢，就是智慧的老人而为 a wise old man. Okay, let's continue and go back to our article.
Sure, humans begin to walk at about 11 months, so walking around could be considered the most natural exercise.But there's also like maybe hiking or power walking as well, right?
Right, okay. 所以其实我们人们在十一个月当然就开始走路了啊。那所以呢，走路当然就是非常的天然的这个运动。那当然，刚刚 Chris 有提到 hiking, 就是去健行啦，或者是快走啊，就是 power walking, 这些呢，当然就是不同方式的这个走路啦的运动。
I remember when I was younger, my gym teacher, the PE teacher, told me that we have to keep our thumbs up when power walking, but I'm not sure that helps any. I think it's just the fist pumping, but whatever. Anyway, let's continue. Anyone who doubts the health advantages of simply stepping forward ought to know that race walking is part of the Summer Olympic Games.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so 我们看到了 doubt 这个字咯，在刚刚的课文当中。Now remember that B in the word doubt is silent, so don't say doubt. It's doubt. Okay, 这是怀疑的意思。A stepping forward here, of course, just means walking.
Yep.
Of course. And ought to 就是应该或是应当什么什么什么这样子的意思。Okay. 而 race walking 其实呢就是竞走。那刚刚整句话是要提到呢，诶，其实大家可能应该要知道这个，其实在夏季的奥运的项目之一呢就是 race walking, 就是竞走啦。
All right. Let's continue. Just walking a few hours per week reduces one's risks of cancer and health disease.While strengthening bones and balancing cholesterol. Okay, so that's really fascinating. Now, I mentioned earlier I call myself like the Taipei walker,
right?
Because I frequently walk everywhere in the city. And I only ever take the MRT if I'm in a hurry to get someplace. So if I have to go meet teacher Pat after work, and I only have 10 minutes or 30 minutes, I'll take the MRT.But otherwise, I'll walk there. How about you?
I like to take MRTs as well, or the bus. I do a little bit of walking, but not like you. I don't really walk to a place very often. Unless it's really close, like 5 minutes.
Okay, what's your favorite form of transportation?
MRT.
Okay, I prefer the MRT to the bus because the bus makes me sick with all the... like jerking motions. It makes me feel like
I know.
Sick.
And sometimes when it's packed with people, I don't
know. Yeah, you
like
have
that.
Like people's armpits right in your face.
Okay, 好，那刚刚跟我们提到的是一个星期走几个小时呢，其实会降低这个癌症、cancer 还有这个心脏病的风险，而且呢还可以同时强化这个就是骨头呢还有平衡这个胆固醇。那其中我们看到的 reduce 当然就是减少 ，OK， 或是降低，而 strengthen 有点像是它的相反词，当然就是指强化。胆固醇呢，我们来顺便学一下，就是 cholesterol。So if you have high cholesterol, that means you have too much cholesterol in your blood. Okay, and that can lead to serious medical problems, such as heart attacks. Okay, 就是心脏病发 and strokes 就是可能会中风，如果你有高胆固醇。
That's right. Adopting a habit of daily walking is a huge leap toward longevity.
OK, 没错，其实课文提到的很正确，他说采纳呢就是每天走路这样的习惯呢是往长寿要进的一大步哦。那其中我们看到 adopt 这个字， what does this word mean?
Adopt, A-D-O-P-T. Adopt, it's a verb and it means to take and follow like a course of action, such as walking daily, by choice. So it's some kind of action that you decide to do yourself. You decide to make that choice.
Nice.
Now here's an example. Laverne adopted a new daily routine, which included reading for 1 hour every morning. Laverne adopted a new daily routine, so she chose something to do, which included reading for 1 hour every morning. Now another more popular use of the word adopt is to take a person into one's family through legal means. So you could adopt a child, or some people say they adopt pets, which means that they decide to say,I will take this pet home with me and I will take care of it as if it were my child.
How cute. Okay. Adopt 在本课当中有采纳这样的意思。不过呢在一般的用法它还有像是刚刚 Chris 老师提到的收养这样的意思。而 leave 呢在这里呢是当作名词来用哦。就是有要进或者是进步这样的意思哦。How about you do a leave?
I would love to do a leap, but I'm afraid I might pop off the camera. But it's just,
okay,
a leap is just a jump, basically in an upward manner. So leap, L-E-A-P, is just like a movement upwards, like a jump.
Right. Okay, and we also saw the word longevity.
That's right.
就是长寿这样子的意思哦。Okay, let's go back to our article and continue reading.
Okay. Of course, if one wants to walk for health,they will need a decent place to go.
Definitely. 所以如果我们想要就是健走啦或者走路当这个健康的运动呢当然要找一个还不错的一个地方才可以走嘛对不对 Decent 就是 nice, 还不错的这样的意思哦。
That's right. Walkability is a measurement of how easily people can get through a city on foot.
OK, 那其中我们提到的 walkability, OK, 哇听起来很专有名词就是有这个类似像环境移走性是什么呢就是指呢人们在一个城市里呢可以走动的话或者走路呢有多方便的这样的一个 measurement, 就是测量衡量这样的意思。而 on foot 这样子的片语当然大家就知道就是步行这样子的意思啦。
OK, components of high walkability include quality footpaths,convenient routes, and traffic safety components. Traffic safety, we'll explain components.
Right, components 呢其实就是构成的要素或者是有时候当作成分这样的意思。And we also saw the word route.
Right, and this is a noun, and we spell it R-O-U-T-E. And it's either like a road, a course, or a way of traveling. So, for example, a pathway in a park is a route, as are the sidewalks that you would see in the city.We even have bike routes throughout Dongmen and the Shinyi area, and they're especially convenient for people on new bikes. That's right. Here's an example. Billy took a different route home after a friend told him it was faster than his regular one. Billy took a different route or a pathway home after a friend told him it was faster than his regular one.
OK, 所以今天的课文就提到了所谓的这个很高的 high walkability 是什么呢？那它的 就构成这样的成分有包含像是良好品质的 footpath 就是人行道啦，还有方便的 route 也就是路线或是路径路程，当然还有这个交通安全咯。
Okay, let's continue. City planners have begun to embrace designs that favor pedestrians rather than have them take a back seat to automobiles.
Okay, 所以都市的规划者开始抓住有助于步行的人的这个 designs 就是设计，而不是要这个行人一直要可能要避开这个车子要让路。那在这里 embrace 有着抓住某一个机会或者是欣然接受某一个提议这样的意思，而 favor 呢在当作动词来用有表示有助于啊或是有利于这样子的意思哦。
Take a back seat is our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Pat, I'm still new to making Shortcut for You videos, so can you do all the talking?
Okay, you can take a back seat to me for this video. What are you doing?
I'm taking away the back seat like you told me?
That's not exactly what I mean. If something takes a back seat, it gets a lot less time and attention compared to something else.
Ah, so take a back seat means 退居二线让位给。
That's right, and anyway, you just gave me the Chinese translation, so you're not taking a back seat to me at all.
Great, thank you for your help, Pat.
Okay, welcome back. Some neighborhoods have even gone totally car-free.
Wow, how good is that? So, 有些社区甚至还全部都是怎么样？是无车区哦。What does this word neighborhood mean?
Okay, neighborhood, spelled N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R-H-O-O-D. Neighborhood is a district or area with buildings and people. It's usually like a specific section of a town or city. For example, my neighborhood is very quiet because there are few roads.
Oh.
Yeah.So there's no cars driving by.
Nice. Okay, 我们知道 neighbor 就是邻居，不过 neighborhood 在这里是当作社区来用哦。Okay, and we also saw the word car-free, 就是无车的。那其中的那个 free 在字尾后面就是没有什么这样的意思。所以像是免税就是 duty-free, or oil-free 就是无油的啦，或者是无脂 fat-free, or sugar-free 就是无糖等等。Okay.
Okay, and the article continues and concludes, as modern communities expand with walkers in mind, the act of walking returns to the mainstream.
真的真的很重要哦。其实呢，如果呢社区在扩展的时候，可是他开始考量到这个步行的人为优先的话呢，当然呢就走路呢这样子的一个活动呢就可以回到了 mainstream 也就是主流这样的意思哦。Okay, I guess that's now for today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alrighty, here's our For You Chat question, Chris. What is your favorite way to exercise, typing walker?
Okay, well, my favorite way to exercise as a kid was to run around the neighborhood and having water gun fights with my friends. I kind of wish I could still do that now, but my current favorite way to exercise is swimming.
Oh,
yeah, I like swimming.
But besides walking, of course. Right.
I like walking and I like swimming. I guess I like water. I feel like water can make exercise fun and you don't really pay attention to the fact that you're doing some kind of work. How about you?
Well, I have to be honest. I'm not very good at exercising. But lately I'm practicing badminton.
Oh, badminton.
I heard like it's actually a pretty good exercise.
It is. I actually used to play a lot.
You do?
Yeah, I like it. I liked hopping around from side to side. Or leaping in the air to hit the shuttlecock.
I thought you were about
to hit
me just now.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I guess that's it for today's article. And you guys have a chat about it. What is your favorite exercise to do?
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Walk for Life, the most natural exercise. The great Greek physician Hippocrates said, "Walking is man's best medicine." More than 2,000 years later, men and women still follow his wise words. Humans begin to walk at about 11 months. So, walking around could be considered the most natural exercise. Anyone who doubts the health advantages of simply stepping forward ought to know that race walking is part of the Summer Olympic Games. Just walking a few hours per week reduces one's risks of cancer and heart disease, while strengthening bones and balancing cholesterol. Adopting a habit of daily walking is a huge leap toward longevity. Of course, if one wants to walk for health, they will need a decent place to go. Walkability is a measurement of how easily people can get through a city on foot. Components of high walkability include quality footpaths, convenient routes, and traffic safety. City planners have begun to embrace designs that favor pedestrians rather than have them take a back seat to automobiles. Some neighborhoods have even gone totally car-free. As modern communities expand with walkers in mind, the act of walking returns to the mainstream.
Vocabulary Review.
Physician. The physician looked at the X-ray of the patient's leg and noticed a break in the bone. Adopt. Tony wanted to lose weight, so he adopted a diet of mostly fruits and vegetables. Leap. Landing on the moon was one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Route. The road ahead was blocked, so the taxi driver took a different route. Favor. The new tax law will favor people with low-paying jobs. Neighborhood. I love living in this neighborhood because it is safe for my children to play outside.